Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, modern-day mystic Maureen St. Germain will tell you how to know what you need to know on the anniversary of 9/11. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that tomorrow on September 12th, I'll be speaking in Ashland, Oregon at the Rogue Valley Metaphysical Library. I'll be talking about astrology's economic forecast, creating a sustainable economy, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And from 7:30 to 9 p.m., I'll be talking about 10 keys to thriving in our economic changes. Now, for more information, check out the website of the library where I'll be speaking. Their website is rvml.org. That's just the letters, rvml.org. Or look for it on my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I also want to remind you that our new fall program for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business will start October 7th. Now, this is less than a month away, so if you either work in business or you have your own company and you're ready to move into the abundant universe, check out this 8-month program with a monthly class and group coaching session by phone. We're so confident that this program can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us at 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Have you noticed that Mercury retrograde is back again? How are you doing with that? It started on September 7th, and it continues through September 29th. This period often looks like Murphy and his crew are in town. It's very common to encounter delays, miscommunications, transportation breakdowns, plus computer and other equipment failures. And it's common to discover our mistakes and things which fell through the cracks and now must be done. So do yourself a huge favor and schedule only 50% of your usual activity level. That way, you'll have time in your schedule for the surprises that need fixing. And you'll be able to catch up, which is one of the primary purposes of this period. This period is also excellent for learning or relearning something. It can be very good for making repairs and fixes of all sorts, too. And it's great for recycling anything, garage sales, and visiting people from your past. Now, the challenges of this particular Mercury retrograde is that we're making unexpected changes, and we're determined to get to the bottom of what's really going on. If we had understood the truth of it all along, we wouldn't have allowed it to continue. So this period will be about waking up and really seeing the truth. We can't make the needed changes if we agree to be blind. Mercury, the planet which represents communications, travel, cars, telephones, computers, printers, faxes, and emails, is in tough shape all of September. And it starts by having a challenge going on. Apparently, we missed something the first time around, and we're going to go back and reinvestigate it. Then, just as we're beginning to get through that, on September 15th through the 18th, we encounter cycles suggesting earthquakes are in order to deal with intolerable situations. This is a combination of multiple cycles. Sun and Saturn opposite Uranus with the Moon and Mercury joining the Sun and Saturn on September 18th. Situations which you may have dealt with for years that needed changing can change very quickly with these cycles. This configuration, which occurs at the new moon, is screaming that change is afoot. This configuration suggests that responsible leaders, that's the Sun conjunct Saturn, may be stuck in the status quo mode and may be very challenged by the many needed changes. Leaders could experience plenty of personal earthquakes, things like loss of health, jobs, relationships, or personal power. And the public could also encounter these changes. This cycle is in range between September 9th through the 21st, and it peaks on September 16th. Now, if you live in an area subject to earth changes, such as earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, or cyclones, please get prepared right away for emergencies. Stock up on some extra supplies just in case you need them. The September cycle suggests challenging weather or earth changes are likely. And if you resonate with this advice, your area is more likely to experience some of these earth changes or tough weather. So please get yourself prepared. We still have two more Saturn opposite Uranus earthquake periods to get through next April and next July 2010. So even if you get through this period fine, there are still two more of these cycles to go. And these earthquakes can be political, economic, physical, or personal. It's best to have a cushion to help get through them. Now, next, what's getting started at the new moon on September 18th are changes and more changes. Yes, that's the Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Saturn in Virgo, all opposite Uranus and Pisces. We're changing our structures, our thinking, our feelings, and even our leaders. The public may be a bit shocked by some of the changes that occur during this coming month, but they're needed. Something major appears to be up in the District of Columbia. The U.S. wants to remain a powerhouse, but China or possibly others may have other ideas. A lot of challenges from the foreign arena suggest that the U.S.'s power may be waning just a bit. This could be particularly related to the U.S. dollar, not just military might, but we'll see how this plays out. The financial situation for the country appears to be in the process of just coming out of a lot of confusion. The good news is it's headed toward a way to handle the huge debt. Big money is about to be made by those who are ready for the changes, so pay attention to who receives big contracts now. Contracts are signed during the retrograde. They'll be renegotiated later with lots of changes. Big changes are afoot, so pay attention. Now, here's a little notice for this next cycle. Between September 18th to the 26th and peaking on September 20th, we have a cycle that's great for making big money or a very passionate love relationship. Did you know that they often go hand in hand? This cycle is Venus trine Pluto, and it shows up in the Good Timing Guide only on September 18th through the 21st as green dollar dates. That's because those dates are the strongest ones and have statistically been proven to be extra strong. In other words, they're within 3 degrees. Even so, you may still experience an extra good financial period through September 26th. But remember, you could experience some delays with receiving the money. Since Mercury is slow at the end of the month, so transactions are slow too. Next, here's another heads up, just a wee bit in advance so you can prepare. Between September 18th through the 29th and peaking on September 23rd, we see major power issues erupting. This cycle is Sun square Pluto. These are likely to be related to the unexpected but necessary changes that are occurring in September. We could also see power abuses occur under this cycle. Now, these power challenges could occur to any leader, including leaders of organizations, businesses, governments at all levels, and homes. Should you encounter one of these challenges, it's best to cooperate and make the change. Otherwise, the universe may hit you over the head with a 2x4. And if a power issue arises, it's likely related to an internal issue regarding how you use your personal power. Do you use your power to control yourself or to control others? You will focus on controlling yourself. The issue should fix itself. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's still free, and it's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. No more trying to take notes or remembering to go to the website each week. Just the simple process of registering it. To do so, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link will be under What's New on the left side. So get signed up today. Now, how can you know what you need to know? When I come back after this short break, my special guest and modern-day mystic, Maureen St. Germain, will give us valuable tips so that we can do this. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you ready to prosper in your job or business by working in harmony with the universe? Polaris Business Guides is ready to hand you 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. These keys allow you to accomplish more than doing less, overcome emotional blockages, create powerful partnerships, and build wealth, even in our current economic conditions. This program is taught by phone twice a month, so you can attend from any location. The next 8-month teleprogram begins October 7th. And there's no risk because Polaris Business Guides and Madeline Gurick offer a money-back guarantee. Call 877-524-8300 for complete details. That's 877-524-8300 or visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com for the keys to your prosperity.
For right brain expansion and new mental power, introducing Right Brain Aerobics Training for Business and Career Development. A certificate course Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th at Maitreya Center in Redmond. Join Sandra Rodman, CEO of Right Brain Aerobics, a senior executive of Fortune 500 companies. Go to rightbrainaerobics.com. That's rightbrainaerobics.com. For more, call 425-214-2926. 425-214-2926.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and we are partnering with 3-Step Matchmaking to host the Live, Love, and Laugh Bash at the Tap House Grill on September 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. We believe children should have food on their plates, and every one of us someone to love and love us back. On September 12th, we are inviting eligible singles to connect while supporting a great cause, the Northwest Harvest Food Bank. Thanks to the Tap House Grill, we'll be feasting on an abundant array of free appetizers. Hats off to our sponsors and the Seattle Weekly for helping to make this all possible. Join us for this heart-opening Live, Love, and Laugh Bash and bring your canned, non-perishable donations for the Northwest Harvest. Space is limited, so RSVP today for this free event by emailing events at tsmseattle.com or call 425-956-3838. That's 425-956-3838. See you there.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I have a special guest. Modern-day mystic Maureen St. Germain will discuss How to Know What You Need to Know on the Anniversary of 9/11. Maureen St. Germain is an internationally recognized, highly acclaimed transformational teacher and intuitive. Personally trained by Drunvalo Melchizedek, she is one of the most prolific Flower of Life workshop facilitators, having taught the Merkaba and manifestation techniques to more than 10,000 students since 1995. Maureen has written and produced over 15 guided meditation CDs with various themes, such as Mantras for Ascension, Sounds from the Great Pyramid, and Toning in the King's Chamber. She provides Akashic record readings to individuals and during seminars. She's been featured on numerous national radio shows, writes for Mystic Pop magazine, and she's listed in the Cambridge Who's Who. Her company, Transformational Enterprises, provides tools for transformation such as worldwide seminars and spiritual tours. Welcome to the show, Maureen.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you back. So here we are on the anniversary of 9/11, hard to believe. And to kick off this topic, I'd love for you to tell our listeners your 9/11 story. So where were you on September 9th, 2001, and how did your knowingness play a part in that situation?
Well, I was scheduled to teach a series of workshops in New York City. I was not living there at the time. I was living in Wisconsin. And I had scheduled this series of workshops back in March. Now, when I schedule, I always work with a number of people, and every one of us check in with our guidance and make sure that we're getting good information, that this is when we should go, this is the schedule we should follow, and so on. And I decided after the schedule was set and the reservations were made with the conference center that I would take a play day in New York and have some fun, see some people, go shopping, and just kind of check out the sights. And then I would fly home on Tuesday morning, 9/11. But when I...
Wow.
And when I went to buy the airline ticket in August, now the original plans were made in March, but when I went to buy the airline ticket in August, I could not bring myself to buy that ticket for a return date on September 11th. And what happens with someone like me is that I had a very strong feeling that something wasn't right. And the best way to explain it to your audience is to say, have you ever played Monopoly? And you know that feeling you get when you pull that card that says, do not pass go, go straight to... Do not pass go and collect $200, go straight to jail, that card.
Yes.
That's the feeling. It's that feeling of, oh, no. And it's a heavy feeling for you, or it's a feeling that something's not right. And so it's a great way for people to resonate with it. And if you've played the game, you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And you have that sinking feeling. So that was my pervading feeling. So then I checked in again and said, well, you know, what am I to do? What is going on? What am I to do? And I got a very clear message, go home right away after the class. So I was on the very first flight out of New York City Monday morning, and I was home in my home on Tuesday morning when the disaster occurred.
Wow. What an incredible story.
Yeah, I received phone calls.
That is a very impressive situation that you've just described, where your own knowingness literally kept you out of a disaster and even allowed you to get home without any challenges, because of course they shut down all airline traffic for a few days.
No
one could go anywhere.
That's true.
So how long did it take you to be able to have that situation, to have that level of knowingness?
Well, I probably worked on it for 4 or 5 years in my meditation and in my purposefulness, but I teach it in my classes now, and I actually have people on a protocol that they can learn it in about 2 months. And
wow.
And 100% accuracy within that time frame.
In 2 months?
In 2 months. I do like them to be learning the Merkaba at the same time, so the Merkaba does help. So that level of connection that you get through doing the Merkaba meditation along with the protocol that I give people, it's doable in 2 months. It might take longer if you're not doing the Merkaba, but it's still doable within a few months.
So why don't you tell people what your Merkaba meditation is about so they can understand that piece.
The original Merkaba meditation comes from an ancient Egyptian tradition. The modern person who has brought it to the foreground is Drunvalo Melchizedek, and he actually provided the finishing touches on it for what, you know, the modern person uses. And it is the most widely used version of the Merkaba that is known in the world. And it's a set of meditation steps that take about 5 minutes to complete. And in that process, a person reconnects the energy fields around the body in such a way that it literally activates their fifth dimensional self, which allows them then to be more connected with their divinity and with their perfect self.
That's a great description of it.
Thank you.
And do you ever use the term light body? Does that ever come into the...
Yes, we do. In fact, we would say that it would be synonymous with the word light body.
Okay. Yeah. And that's what I thought, but I just wanted to check on that.
Yeah,
and that's the word I have used.
Yeah, and the thing I will emphasize is that the light body or the Merkaba, it's a remembering process. So, you know, you usually spend a weekend, you know, 20 hours in a workshop where you have not only the teaching of the actual steps, but ceremony that helps open your heart and connective work done, and you're given a lot of technical information that really doesn't matter, but what it does is it's that old question of inquiring minds want to know.
Yes.
So
it helps the brain.
Yeah.
It helps the brain, absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Okay, now, how about giving me some practical applications of your system for knowing? How have you used this system in your daily life?
Well, I'd like to tell some stories, especially about parenting, because I was working full-time, raising 4 sons by myself, and there were many instances that I used my higher self connection to, you know, have a better life. And the best example I can give you is a story I was telling one of my clients as she was asking me more about this higher self connection. So if one of my sons wasn't home at the appropriate time, I would check in and I would ask, is he okay? Yes. Do I need to be concerned? No. Is he going to be home on time? No. Do I need to stay up and wait for him? No. Is it okay if I sleep? Yes. So then I'd leave a note on his pillow, wake me up when you come in. And the woman responded to me and said, oh, so you trusted your guidance. And I said, no, I did not trust my guidance. Think of this. When you go to a restaurant and you ask the waiter for something and he goes to get it, or he says he takes your order, do you trust he's going to get it? Of course not. You know he's going to bring it. Is there a possibility he won't bring it? Yeah, but it's not very likely.
That's right.
So the difference between trusting and knowing is this sense of the connection is so great or so grand and pure that it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like, you know, when you have a new friend, they call you the first few times, you don't recognize their voice, but after a while, you know who it is.
That's true.
So that practice is a system that's very simplistic, but highly accurate and a lot of fun.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
And
I've had people contact me years later. One of my students saw that I was going to be in Paris. She had moved to Paris, and she made a huge effort to find me in Paris, take me to lunch, and say, I just want you to know that I've used this in my business. And when people ask me, how do you know that what you're doing is going to work, since it's never worked with anybody before? And she said, because I've asked my higher self. And she said, it's such a relief to know.
Yeah.
Instead of
such a relief, yeah. To know that you do know. To know
exactly.
That you really do know. Yes,
exactly.
I agree. Yes. So how is this type of knowing different from, say, muscle testing or using a pendulum or other forms of divination?
Okay. Those forms are reading what I will call the lower self. They're reading the part of the body that's anchored to earth, so the desire body, the emotional body, the mental body. And what is happening is you're getting good information. It reads the immediate region around you. But all of those forms can be influenced by other people.
Mm-hmm.
They can be influenced by your own preferences. They can be influenced by energy in the room. So the higher self connection is... The higher self, if we were to define the higher self, I would say the higher self is the aspect of you that looks like you but's fully plugged into God. So it has this high-level God connection, and yet it is separate and distinct from your physical form. And the goal, I think, is to integrate the perfected version of you into you. But in the meantime, you want to have this communication starting and the rapport going so that you can at least get information from your higher self.
Exactly. And that makes such a big difference. Now, I know that we're going to run out of time here, and we're going to go to a short break. So the question I have for our listeners is, do you know how to use your own inner guru? When we come back, Maureen St. Germain will tell us how to do that. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat James says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thecatjamesshow.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, we're back with modern-day mystic Maureen St. Germain to talk to you about how to know what you need to know on the anniversary of 9/11. So, Maureen, we've been talking with you about using our inner guidance system and how critical it was for your own 9/11 story. And I understand that you have a system you've developed for working with your higher self or inner guru. So tell us, how does your inner guru system work?
Well, I ask people to develop individual symbols or signals. I actually take them through a meditative process where they have no information ahead of time. So ideally, you'd ask your higher self, give me a symbol or signal for yes. Give me a symbol or signal for no. Give me a symbol or signal for neutral. And what happens is people get all kinds of symbols or signals. Some people actually get the word yes or no. Some people get a color, like purple, for yes. Some people have a higher self that's a practical prankster. So the higher self will give a red beating heart for yes and a green M&M for no. Some higher selves will come in as a form, like a figure, and appear to the person as a being. Some people see their higher self as a formless form. Some people who are male see their higher self as female, and vice versa. As a matter of fact, one good friend of mine who was talking about his higher self and had said to me, Maureen, can your higher self be a woman? And I said, oh, yes. It's very common for a person to have the opposite gender as their higher self.
Interesting.
So, but I said to him, I just want to know, how do you know that this higher self of yours is a woman? And he looked at me like I was out of my mind and said, well, I can see her breasts. And that would make that man pay attention. So the higher self is really a trickster in some ways, but never in a mean way and never in a way that would challenge your ability to understand. It challenges your belief system. It challenges your stuckness. It challenges your heart to open, and that's the higher self.
Wow.
And then we practice this, and I have a set of protocols. I have 7 protocols that the person has to go through. You know, if your listeners want, I can send them the list of protocols on how to go through that step by step. It's actually a chapter from my new book called Beyond the Flower of Life, and I would be happy to send that to them if you think that would be useful.
Oh, absolutely. But can you go through some of those steps now? Is that
sure.
a possibility?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So the first step is you are only allowed to ask yes-no questions during your practice period. The second thing is you agree to do this practice period for a specified time. So you say, today is September 11th. I'm going to do this for 2 months. That means I'm going to do this from now until November 11th, or an easier date to pick is, let's say, from now until Thanksgiving. It's a date in the future that you can remember.
Okay.
And then 40 or 50 times a day, you ask mundane, unimportant questions about what you should do next. So you're standing at the refrigerator, you're looking at the food you've got to choose from, you're thinking about fixing dinner, should I fix green beans or carrots? Your higher self says carrots. Well, you've got a whole bag of carrots, and you decide you better cook the whole bag because they might not last, and the doorbell rings, and it's somebody that you weren't expecting, but you invite them for dinner, and you have enough food because you cooked a whole bag of carrots. Sometimes it's something even more auspicious. You've said to yourself, you know, I really need to see Madeline. I haven't seen her in weeks, and you just kind of in your mind think, I really want to talk to her, but I haven't had a chance to call her. And then you ask a friend to go to lunch with you. They ask you where you want to go. You don't care. They don't care. So your friend says, well, I picked last time, you pick. So you pick, but you ask your higher self, should we go to the pizza place or the salad bar? The salad bar. You sit down at the salad bar, and in walks Madeline.
Oh, wow.
So
that's the place I'd be at, too.
Yeah.
Since I'm allergic to wheat, I'd never get to the pizza place.
What happens is you're actually allowing your higher self to show you how accurate you are. Now, the reason it works is because the lower self is like a really good administrative assistant. The lower self wants to take care of you. It's got you listening to this radio show. It's got you reading reading books to help you improve yourself. So your higher self is your friend. Your lower self and your ego are your friend. And don't let anyone ever tell you that that's not true. So what I believe is that the marriage of the ego to the higher self is what will give you this crystal clear connection. So if you tell your administrative assistant, I'm going to start making all the appointments, and I'm going to talk to all the vendors, and I'm going to, you know, make all my appointments, pretty soon he or she's going to say, and is there a problem here? And that's
exactly.
Your ego. Your ego doesn't want to relinquish control. But if you go into the office and say, well, I'm going to start washing the windows, she's going to say, do the ones in reception first. They always get dirty. If you say, I'm going to empty the garbage, she's going to say, get the one under my desk. I always have a big pile. And what happens is when you start asking your higher self about questions that your ego does not care about, you actually bypass the ego and you get real clear senses of what your higher self communication could be like. So you're literally learning a new language, the language of the higher self. You're getting real clear validation because your ego is not in the way, interfering, influencing the information that's coming in. And the net result is after your practice period, the ego's looking at this and saying, you know, that's a pretty good system you got going there. I'm in. And then the two marry and your connection is clear.
Pretty cool.
It is.
Well, you know, HUNA is somewhat similar.
Yes. As a matter of fact, that whole teaching on the lower self from that I got from Drumbelow, he got from the HUNAs.
And so, oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's why. But, you know, it's interesting. When Drumbelow talks about the connection getting into the heart and getting into the higher self, he says you must become like a child, and that mm-hmm. the HUNA teaching says that the lower self is like the child. And while I have received information that agrees with that, that the lower self is like the child, I would say that the higher self is like the adult. And so what you want to do is align the child and the adult so that their purposes are in sync.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Yes. So now, I don't know. I think we have enough time for you to tell us a few more steps.
Okay. So one of the steps is you're not allowed to ask predictive questions. I had a man come to me and say, this is not working. And I asked him what he was doing. And he said, well, when I'm driving home, I'm asking if the light's going to change before I get there. And I said, but that means you care. And he said, no, I really don't care when I get home. And I said, but you're keeping track. That means you care. You're not even allowed to keep track. So that's one of the rules. And the whole system is very clearly defined in a way that it covers all the possibilities of how you might turn it around at the ego level and allows you to create this beautiful connection that at the end of the cycle, the ego looks at this and really does agree that it's useful and it's going to help you. And that's what the ego wants to do too, help
mm-hmm.
you.
So you cannot ask predictive questions.
During your practice period.
Oh, during your
practice
period.
The practice period is the protocol. That's all the protocol. It's kind of like the majors and the minors. In the minor leagues, you're allowed to do certain things. And then once you hit the majors, you can do whatever you want.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's very precise for a short period of time. But the benefit is it stays with you all of your life.
Okay.
You never, ever have to redo that process. If you keep it going and you practice every day, it will stay with you for the rest of your life.
Wow.
You know, and as a mom, I can tell you I was even given wonderful advice by my higher self. Now, this is the tip of the iceberg. The yes, no is just the tip of the iceberg because once the communication starts, little by little, the higher self will come in with information that you want. Just like a favorite boutique store where you shop recognizes your style and your taste, they will start to buy what you like. You
yep.
show up, they say, gee, do you like this? And you go, yeah, it's exactly what I want.
Exactly.
So your higher self will start giving you information you didn't even know you needed to know.
Oh, isn't that fabulous? That is fabulous. Well, I want to know, now, is there anything else that you can tell us in the next 2 minutes about the process?
What I will say is it is well worth taking the time to learn it. It is useful to do this as a practice. People who are control freaks sometimes have trouble with it at first because they can't think of any things that they don't care about, and they care about everything. They're going to, you know, they know what they want to put on in the morning. They know what food they want to eat. And so it's a little tougher for them. But anyone can learn this process, and anyone can build this higher self connection to such a degree that they can rely on it for 100% accuracy.
Now, you just mentioned something important here, which I think was that you cannot care about, apparently, the outcome of the question. Is that what you said?
Again, this is all just the rules during the practice.
Okay.
Once the practice period is complete, you can do anything you want. For example, you cannot ask Let me say this. You cannot ask a question. Let's say, should I have that chocolate chip cookie? And then say, oh, well, it wasn't that clear. I really need to have that cookie. You can't do that. See what I mean? You have to be willing to follow the rules judiciously for 6 weeks or 2 months, whatever your practice period is, and you decide that at the beginning. And then you stick to it. And because otherwise you will muddy the water, and it will impact your ability to stay connected. After that, you can do whatever you want, you know. And I have asked my higher self a question about whether I should do something, and my higher self said no. And it was about attending a movie that my
friend. Hold that thought, because we're going to take a break here.
All right.
Now, what more can you know about using your inner guru? Modern-day mystic Maureen St. Germain will give us more details when we come back from this very short break. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to prosper in your job or business by working in harmony with the universe? Polaris Business Guides is ready to hand you 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. These keys allow you to accomplish more than doing less, overcome emotional blockages, create powerful partnerships, and build wealth, even in our current economic conditions. This program is taught by phone twice a month, so you can attend from any location. The next 8-month teleprogram begins October 7th, and there's no risk because Polaris Business Guides and Madeline Gurick offer a money-back guarantee. Call 877-524-8300 for complete details. That's 877-524-8300, or visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com for the keys to your prosperity.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat 3 servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat Jabe says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thecatjamesshow.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm talking today with modern-day mystic Maureen St. Germain about how to know what you need to know on the anniversary of 9/11. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. So, Maureen, you were about to tell us a story when we took a short break, so let's go back to that story.
I should go to this particular movie with my friends. I was visiting New York before I had moved here, and my higher self said no. And so I had not seen these people in a long time. I really wanted to see them. It was the only night they had available. They were already going to the movie, and I was the tag-along. So I decided I didn't always have to follow my higher self, and I went. And the movie was a real dog. It was so bad. It was so bad that I wanted to walk out, but I didn't want to hurt my friend's feelings. And guess what? They thought the same thing. And so all three of us sat there through this awful movie because nobody wanted to hurt anybody's feelings.
Oh, geez.
So it's kind of funny. You know, what I tell people is you don't have to follow your higher self, but you'll be sorry.
Right.
So during the practice period, some of the rules are, there are really only seven rules, but one of the things that I try to help people understand is during your practice period, if you ask the question, you must follow through, and you're only allowed to ask yes-no questions. You're only allowed to ask unimportant questions. Now, if you have something, you have to make a decision. You know, your boss says, I have to know your vacation schedule, or you have to make a decision about coursework you're taking. Then you make an exception. But you make your exceptions big exceptions, and you do your very best to not use your higher self for predictive or important stuff for your practice period. You're basically standing at the foul line in a basketball practice shooting hoops, and you're not watching any of them that go astray. You're only watching the ones that go in.
Right.
And the whole idea is you're looking at them and you're watching them go in. So you don't care whether you're accurate or not. You just practice, practice, practice. It's just the repetition of practice. So you always approach a decision, should I take this road or that road? Should I go home now or later? Should I call this person now or later? Sometimes people get kind of in a rut. So they ask a question, let's say, should I go to lunch now? And they don't seem to get a response. So then they ask again. And one of the rules is don't ask the same question more than twice. If you're not getting an answer or you don't feel comfortable with what you're getting, abandon the question and make a decision. Don't worry about your higher self. You know, just let it go. And then the other one that I was talking about before that's really important is you must always follow through with your question. So if you ask, should I have a chocolate chip cookie, and your higher self says no, then don't take it. And if you really want that chocolate chip cookie, don't ask. Just enjoy.
Don't ask. Right on.
Just enjoy it, you know, because the practice period is really important, and it's just about repetition and being willing to do a practice. And I also invite people to do a ceremony with their higher self, asking the higher self to have a contract with them. You know, I'm going to be practicing. I'm going to be asking all kinds of unimportant, silly, questions of no consequence 40, 50 times a day.
And
that's very purposeful. And what happens is the higher self is not allowed to connect with the lower self until the lower self reaches to the higher self because of the law of free will.
Right.
And then once you have established this communication and you keep asking and asking and asking, as the communication improves, then the higher self will actually come in its own form of language. Then when you get an idea or a thought, or you feel like you're being guided to do something, you can say, is this my higher self telling me I have to stop at the store on the way home from work? Yes, I will never forget the time my higher self said, stop at the store on the way home from work. And I was tired. I did not want to stop at the grocery store on the way home from work. And with a big family, I had menus. I shopped once a week. And everything was organized so that when I came home, I didn't have to think. So I'm getting this big message. So I thought, fine. So I get in the grocery store. Okay, what am I here for? Tuna fish. I don't need tuna fish. Get tuna fish. I don't need tuna fish. Get tuna fish. Okay, fine. And I got the tuna fish. I came home. And if you had four sons, you'd know why I no longer had tuna fish, even though I thought I did.
I see.
And the menu that night was tuna fish casserole, and it, you know, for whatever
there
reason,
there wasn't any tuna fish. Pretty funny. Well, let me ask you quickly here. We've talked about how a person can use their inner guidance system, and you've given us some very practical reasons for using this system, but are there more compelling reasons for using it?
Actually, I do have one. I like to tell people there is a very logical reason why you should use your higher self for information. And this is something I contemplated on for like 6 months. And I had worked with a student of mine who had a very interesting experience with her higher self driving to the dojo one Monday morning early at 7:30 for a 9 o'clock class, so she'd have an extra half an hour with the teacher. Her higher self came in and told her to get off at the first exit. There were three, and she didn't want to because the second exit actually routed her around the city, and it was much faster. The third exit was way out of the way. So three separate times her higher self came in. Each time she thought, no, I left a half an hour early to meet with this with the teacher. If I take this first exit, I'll only have 15 minutes. Maybe he won't have time. That's not a good idea. And each time she dismissed it. So then she drove past the first exit. She got to the second exit, and there were men working in it. And
oh, wow.
Got to the third exit, and she was able to take the third exit, but it made her late. So when she walked in, her sensei did speak to her, but only to tell her to do 50 push-ups in front of everyone.
Oh, wow.
So as I contemplated this, and I began to think, there's got to be a logical reason. And the logical reason came through to me in a dream. And in the dream, I saw myself watching local television. And when you watch a local television station and there's a hailstorm or some other kind of weather disturbance, the weatherman comes in, or the weatherwoman, and they announce to you, you know, hailstorms, blah, blah, blah. And if you have a car, you might pull it in from the driveway into the garage so it doesn't get hail damage. So you are going to take an action based upon new information that has changed what you believe is the status quo.
Right,
and my guide said to me that your higher self is like the weatherman, giving you the latest update on the situation normal that has changed.
Right, and I see that our time is running out, and I want to have people find out about your book, the Beyond the Flower of Life, and how can people get more detail regarding the book and your inner guru system?
They can go to my website, MaureenSaintGermain.com. They can also use the shortcut angleangel.com. And there is lots of information on my website. So if you land on my website, you can also just go right to the title, beyondthefloweroflife.com, and it will bring you right up to a page on my website that has lots of information on how you can get the book.
And in the book, there is the system about using your inner guru, right?
Yes, there is.
Fabulous.
Yes, there
is. And tell people your phone number, too.
Our phone number at Transformational Enterprises is 212-304-2123. It's easy to remember because New Yorkers have this 212 number, so it's 212-304-2123.
That is great. And so beyondthefloweroflife.com or MaureenSaintGermain.com or angleangel.com. You've got a bunch of them.
Yes, I do. It's a way to help people find us easily.
That is fantastic. And how is your book out now, or is it coming out? What's the status?
It's not available at this exact moment, but they can pre-order it and get a bonus if they do.
Cool. I love it. That is
fantastic.
So we are
taking pre-orders, and they will be able to get a little extra bonus. One of the chapters will be sent to them.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and for helping us to know what we need to know, and especially on September 11th. And I'm looking forward to having you back again sometime.
Thank you. I look forward to it, Madeline. It's been a great
fun. All right. Take care. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. Did you ever see the Borg on Star Trek? Their favorite saying was, resistance is futile. The joke was on us, though. When it comes to using our energy wisely, they were correct. Whatever we resist persists. No matter what our challenge is, whenever a situation leaves us angry or frustrated, we're in resistance. Doesn't matter whether the situation is fair or not. What matters is what we do with our energy. Even in the martial arts, they teach you to never resist your opponent. Stop focusing on what cannot be done and start focusing on thanking the universe for having already provided the perfect solution to your challenge. It doesn't matter whether you can imagine what that solution is. Just know that there is one and start thanking the universe in advance for having already provided it, even though it's not here yet. As you shift your energy to something positive again, prosperity will increase. So give the universe your hard jobs and get on with being prosperous. And in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to order one of the new 2010 Good Timing Guides and the newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. Or call us toll-free to order or arrange a consultation at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.